you are a man who likes assertive women, aka women that see what they want and like and go and get it, where the fuck do y'all be hanging out?
She may smell bad. She may be off with sex. She may give terrible jobs. She may be terrible to actually walk down the street with. She may be very just awkward or mean or rude. So we don't know.
Men don't like assertive, aggressive, boss B women. Never have, never will. And if a guy does like that, his masculinity is probably questionable. And you're not going to like him anyway. You're not going to respect him anyway. So don't worry about where they at. Get some therapy.
I'm telling a therapist this and they don't even know what to say to me.
Because wherever that is, I want to be there. You want to know why? Because yes, I do want you to chase me. I do want you to pursue me. I do want you to do everything in your power to try to win me over.
I know you playing.
And that's usually the type of guy who wants a soft, sweet, feminine woman. The type of guys to chase. The type of guys who are assertive, dominant. They don't want to compete for dominance with a woman.
But I also want to chase you and pursue you. But for some reason, the average man doesn't want that or like that. Which puts me in a very difficult position because I love a chase. I love a good chase. And I know that as a woman, that shouldn't be my role. But I can't help it. This is who I am. This is who I've been my whole entire life. And every girlfriend I've ever had always tells me that I need to stop doing that because that's the reason I'm single.
Wow, she actually got some decent friends who will tell her the truth. But she won't listen to them. Most women feel like they shouldn't have to change anything. They're a woman, so they should be able to get the man they want. Especially if they're cute. They feel like that is all that is required. Even if all my results are telling me that I need to change a particular thing, they'll still just be bullheaded and try to get what they want being the way they are, even though all signs are pointing to that's just not going to happen.
And you're probably right, but I don't know how to change that. And even if I did, I don't think I want to change it. I like who I am. But now the problem is just figuring out where to find the type of men that I need in my life.
I told you that bitch crazy.
I got a good personality. I'm funny. Sometimes I got an attitude, but I'm not, like, crazy.
I am 35. And I've realized that at 35, half of the people you know get divorced. And then start dating again.
And I wonder who initiated those divorces. Statistics say it wasn't the guy. I don't know why all these post-wall broads think they're going to go out in the dating market and it's going to be greener on that side. Worthwhile men who are single bachelors between 30 and 50 don't want post-wall women. All they're going to do is use you and kick you to the curb. They're going to take advantage of the fact that you are low-hanging fruit. But at least you got some exciting D for a couple of months.
So I have all these friends in their mid-30s who are dating for the first time in like 10 to 15 years. And this is wild. A good number of them are seeing men who are a lot younger than us. Like early to mid-20s. And this is not passing judgment. This is strictly an observation.
Because young boys like that don't realize how effed up women like you are. And they're just trying to get their rocks off and fulfill their MILF fantasies. So you're basically preying on young men. Because men your age and older know not to deal with you happiness suckers. You soul-sucking, you know, washed-up broads. So now you're going to prey on youngsters. Sick pervs. That's what they would call us, right, fellas?
And one of these friends was like, "You don't understand. They have no baggage, no trauma. They are just happy to be here."
Now, this is why I started to get harsh.
But you young hacks got a bunch of trauma and a bunch of baggage. Why do you think you deserve a man with no baggage and trauma when you come with a bunch of it? Because women always want what they don't deserve. That's why. Don't sound like a fair trade to me at all. All your BS for a little poon? Not worth it. 35-year-old poon at that. Totally not worth it. I mean, especially after the first few weeks, after that excitement wear off.
If she shuts the fuck up, she can get pumped and dumped. But to actually have to talk to her and deal with her personality, and once you start hearing what they're talking about, most men, it starts to click. Wow, I don't want to be around her. Boop. And then the man's, "Oh, here, hold this. I'll be right back." And the man just disappeared.
Don't be mad when your 22-year-old boyfriend start hitting on your 18-year-old daughter.
Just graduated college. They're still on their parents' health insurance. No memory of 9/11. They did not know Britney Spears pre-head shaving incident. I love these friends, but they are the trauma.
Facts.
every day, these young men put my friend, her three kids, her insanely high mortgage payment she's freaking out about all the time, her ex-husband, who we all said was a dick, but she never listened to us, her boomer parents, generally. He takes all that shit and he puts it in a bag. And he's going to carry that baggage along for many, many years.
And do you think any of these women care that they're going to ruin these young men? Nope. They don't. So they better not say nothing if it ever happened to their sons. But we all know they will, because they don't mind being hypocrites.
Hold up. I'm about to pick a bone with y'all. You're either going to agree with me or you're going to fight me on it. But we gonna chop it up. I am so tired of men saying that they want a woman that's independent, that brings something to the table. Because, you know, men is acting more like these days. So, anyway.
Safe to say you should never date a woman who's on the internet referring to guys as bitches. This is hood trash. I already know before she even get into what she about to say.
They want a woman that brings something to the table that's not just hopping on what they're bringing or what they got, but they want someone who's passionate, who's motivated, who's basically making bread, who's got something for themselves, which I'm with it. I love that. Someone that could really inspire you just as much as you're inspiring me, right? But let me ask you something. Can you maintain that woman? What are you gonna do? Because let's just keep it real. That woman that you're asking for, that you're trying to manifest, that woman is not going to tolerate your inconsistencies. That woman is not going to tolerate your infidelity. That woman is not going to tolerate the fact that you like to entertain the bitches in your DMs and try to figure out who you can fool. Who's not going to tell.
Wait a minute.
But you've been tolerating it up to this point. If you were something of higher class, you would get high class results. You've been letting Pookie and Ray Ray take your car for the day and drop you off at work for years. And it's not going to change.
Please be on time. Don't have me wait, Joey.
Ladies, you don't get better than what you tolerated from 18 to 25. Period.
And because let me tell you, that girl that you want so much, that's bringing to the table, that got multiple businesses, that got 7 streams of income, probably making more money than you are. Let me tell you something. She is not going to tolerate a man who is not a man for the house, who is not a man who is loving, caring, consistent, passionate about her. Just
look, just give up. You done. You are done. Just give it up. You're done.
This guy you're describing don't date girls like you. And the type of guy you're describing doesn't care about your 7 streams of income. The only guys who are going to care about that are guys who don't got a place to stay. And those are usually the type of guys that tell women, look, I need a woman who doing her thing financially and can do this and do that. Dudes who doing their own thing don't ask for that in a woman. They just want fit, feminine, friendly. So you're telling on yourself right now about what type of dudes you mess with. Unemployed pookies who sell dope.
Are you delusional? Do you suffer from a mental illness?
Much as she's passionate about him, inspiring each other, because this goes both ways, my guy. You can't ask for something that you cannot keep or maintain or know how to cherish. So before you go out and try to manifest something that you know you're going to drop the ball on, because your ass is a motherfucking cheater, so then you better get yourself right. And make sure that you're ready to receive the woman that you're asking for. Because let me tell you, baby, because I'll give it to you. But can you keep it? My guy.
Come on now, dog. Come on, man.
He shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
Am I the most attractive girl in the world? No. But do I have a great personality? Also no. But do I wake up every morning and try and be the best person I can be? No.
It doesn't matter if she's the head of astrophysics or if she's the head of giving head on 4th and Broadway. It doesn't matter, dude. It's the same shit.
I want to build a life. I want a future. Sick of it. Tired of it.
We're saying no to coffin dates. We're saying no to buffer dates. We're saying no to walks in a park.
How much money does a guy need to date you?
About like $100,000.
$100,000. At least $100,000 a month.
$200,000 a month.
We well over $400,000.
$500,000 at the least.
Seven figures.
$1 million. $2 million.
6 foot minimum.
At least 6 foot.
Something be under 6 foot.
What height is too short for a guy?
Anything under 6 foot.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.